Good morning, church. What an exciting time this is. Next Sunday, we're going to have our first baptism in our new baptistry. And Brad and Tiffany are going to be baptized. And I promised I wouldn't hold them under for too long, just long enough. And the other exciting thing is that Nancy and Gary Langley will officially become members of this church next Sunday. I mean, they've always felt members, and now they're going to make that commitment to all of us as we make a commitment to them to have them part of our family. I say that because if there's anybody else that wants to be baptized or that wants to become members who are not, just let me know after the service, and we can handle that next Sunday. I'm continuing on with the sermon series, Be Real, or Being Real. I kind of patterned after the Velveteen Rabbit. But you know, you often, as a pastor, you often have people come to you and say, "Pastor, can you fix me?" As if it's a magic thing. As if I have these powers to change people. And certainly I could say abracadabra and try to pull a bunny out of a hat. But you find out I might be able to change the outside, but it's only God in you that can change the inside. We discussed last week about becoming real. This is a Velveteen Rabbit. One of the first six principles that we talked about was that real is absolutely possible, but real is a process. Becoming real can be emotional. Becoming real turns you into a person that has empathy for others. Becoming real and going through all these huggings and changes as a bunny rabbit, stuffed bunny rabbit, takes courage. And last but not least, it takes absolute honesty. For those of you that don't remember the story of the Velveteen Rabbit, it's about a new toy for a young man in a house that has lots of toys. It's about his competition for the boy among all the new toys that are high-tech toys, all the toys that whine and whistles and make noise. He wanted to be a real rabbit. He wanted to be a real person with a real boy. And it wasn't until the boy got sick that the boy chose this bunny to love and to hold and to change into this. It was only at that point in which he was made special that despite who he was loved unconditionally. It was at that point he became real. We're going to continue on with that series and just talk a little bit more about the other six principles. I have 12 principles, so we got six more to go. And kind of talk about what those six are. And talk about what that means to us and how we can be real also. So I'm going back to the Velveteen Rabbit book. I'm going to read an excerpt because the Velveteen Rabbit's best friend was a skin horse. The skin horse had been loved by the boy's uncle, and the skin horse knew what real was all about. So let me read to you from the Velveteen Rabbit. The rabbit's conversation with the skin horse. "I suppose you are real," said the rabbit. And then he wished he had not said it, for he thought the skin horse might be sensitive. But the skin horse only smiled. "The boy's uncle made me real," he said. "This was a great many years ago. But once you are real, you can't become unreal again. It lasts for always." The rabbit sighed. He thought it would be a long time before this magic called real happened to him. He longed to become real, to know what it felt like. And yet the idea of growing shabby and losing his eyes and whiskers was rather sad. He wished that he could become it without these uncomfortable things happening to them or to him. Our scripture reading today is from Luke chapter 6, verse 35, and also 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. As I grab my Bible here. I think my Bible's as worn as a velveteen rabbit, which is a good thing. Okay, let's turn to Luke chapter 6, verse 35, and then we'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. But before we do that, I want you to say hi to your neighbor and say, it's time to get real for Jesus. So go ahead and do that. Don't be shy. Go ahead. You can shake hands if you want, so go ahead. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, and is not arrogant, does not act unbecoming. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask You today that You would work in our hearts and in our minds. Help us grasp onto this concept of being real Christians and put on that real face and never wearing the old face. Help us to be open to You. Help us to be open to change. Help us to be open to You making us who You originally designed us to be. Lord, we ask that You open hearts and minds to receive Your word, to receive Your teaching, so that we may become more like You and be able to change a lost and dying world. And we pray this in Your name. Amen. Being real, like I said before, we covered the six principles from the Velveteen Principles by Tony D'Antonio and adapted to biblical principles by Merle McGee. So let's do this. Let's go with number seven. Number seven is being real is generous and giving. If we want to be real, it's time to give ourselves away. It's time to be generous. As a boy gave to the bunny, as a boy hugged him and gave him value, the bunny responded. And you know, Jesus gives us that hug, that Jesus loves us unconditionally. And He wants us to respond in a giving, loving manner. He wants us to be generous. He doesn't want us to be closed. He wants us to be generous to everybody. And what do we give? You know, being real as Christians involves giving others the love of Christ in whatever manner or shape that may be. But for the giving to be real, now listen to this, but for the giving to be real, It must be without any conscious thought of future reward. We don't give because we want something back. We give because of who God made us to be. We give because of all the things that God has given to us. And what would Christ want from us? I think that's best explained, as I read before, in Luke 6:35. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. He himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Did you hear that? What did I say? He himself, and who's that? Christ. He himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Verse 38 says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Do you know what that means? What do you think that means? We don't expect rewards, but guess what? You can't outgive God. Try it once. You just cannot outgive God. Because he gives it to the full, he gives it back to the fullest measure. And what's the fullest measure? It's like filling something up with rice. And you shake it down and you fill it up again. You shake it down and you press it down and you fill it up again. And that's a measure that he gives back to us. Being real is being generous and giving. Being real is being grateful. Being grateful for the people that God put in your life. You know, we've all had those people that have said a word or have encouraged us, that have helped us change who we are. We could probably list the times in which there have been individuals that have touched our lives in a dramatic way. There's time that we got to be grateful for that and praise God and thank him for that. I know that Ginger and I praise God and we're grateful for this congregation. We've never been loved on so much. And I appreciate that. This is an amazing congregation. Being real is for us to be grateful for one another. To look by any of the, you know, the neurons that we have on ourselves. Any barriers, to look by that and say, gosh, I'm grateful for all of you. And I'm grateful for each one of you as individuals. Here's what Paul says. Now, you gotta love Paul. Here's what Paul said to the Thessalonians. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged. And the love for each one of you toward one another grows ever greater. Isn't that beautiful? Let's be grateful for the people that God's put in our lives. That's where real starts. That's where real starts. Number 9. Another one that makes me uncomfortable, but real can be painful. How many here have had injuries when they were young and their mother, what would their mothers do to a cut? What would a mother do? Put on iodine, hydrogen peroxide, and what would we do? We'd scream. But there's hurt in the healing, isn't there? There's hurt in the healing. And all of us have some deep-seated hurts that need to be brought to the surface. Healing only begins when you air out a wound. Think about that. It only begins when you air out the wound and you let a scab cover that so that you can have pure healing. Think about that. We've all been harmed and we've all harmed others. And there is time that you've got to open that wound for the iodine or hydrogen peroxide of forgiveness to help heal that. And is there pain in that? Yes. But the pain outweighs the healing. That even the scar sometimes goes away. Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive others. Learn to accept forgiveness. I know I've preached this before. I think it's critical. I think it's a critical part of being real. And also, we have to come to the realization that there's some pain behind that. There's absolute pain behind that. Velveteen Rabbit says this, "Does it hurt being real?" "Sometimes," said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. "But when you are real, you don't mind being hurt." When you are real, you don't mind being hurt. In Mark 11, 25, 26, we read, "And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven may forgive you your transgressions." Being real is going through the pain of forgiving so that the things you've done can be forgiven too. But it's not without pain. But it's good pain. It is good pain. Number 10, real is flexible. And I've said this before, I hate change. For a man that hates change, here I moved from Pittsburgh to here. You know, I married off my daughter. My daughter's in Atlanta. My son moved to San Francisco. Life has changed. But you know, in order for us to grow and be real, we need to be flexible. The Velveteen Rabbit wanted to be real like the real bunnies. And you know why? Because they had the freedom to hop. They had freedom to stretch. They had the freedom to run. God wants to use us all in a very unique, interesting way. But we can't do the same things the same way every time and expect different results. I'm sure you've all heard that. You can't do the same thing every day in the same way and expect different results. God wants to use all of us. And in being real, we need to be flexible to be used by Him. No one has been more of a model of that, being flexible, than Paul. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:22. "To the weak I became weak, that I may win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some." He was flexible. He was able to adjust so that he can change lives for Jesus Christ. Being real is being flexible. Being real has a love that endures, number 11. "To the little boy, he was always beautiful, and it was all the little rabbit cared about." What Tony D'Antonio said in The Velveteen Principles is this: "The boy's pure heart affection brings the rabbit happiness, a feeling of self-worth, and the ability to offer love in return. The affection he showed was consistent and sincere, and the boy never asked a rabbit to be something he was not." I don't know whether we really understand or grasp on to the fact that God's love towards us is consistent and sincere. And He loves us in spite of us. And He loves us because of our differences. And He loves us as being unique. In Psalms 139, it's written, "We are wonderfully and awesomely made." And in Luke 12:7 it says, "He has numbered the very hairs on our heads." Now, to some of that might not be a hard task, but to others, that's what he thinks about us. We're special. And his love is a love that lasts forever and ever. Regardless of what we do and who we are. Don't get me wrong, he wants us to walk the path of righteousness so that we won't have to suffer pain, so we don't have to fall in the traps. But the scripture says there is nothing that will separate us from the love of God. Number 12, be real is ethical. You're probably asking, what does that mean? Being real and walking with a real Christ means that we start doing things in different ways. We stop doing those things that hurt others. We accept God's grace and forgiveness and respond to Him by starting to do things right. I think once God reveals to us how precious we are to Him, being real responds to that. It doesn't become a works trip. It becomes giving back that love that God's given to us. It affects others, what we do and what we say. And once we start looking at people through the eyes of Christ, doing the bad things we used to do, it now bothers us. Because on the other side is a real human being that God loves too. Does that make sense? Any head shakes? Does that make sense? It means as we change and become real with our Lord and Savior, He changes us to the inside and we start seeing the hurts that we've caused others, and that we start to become more careful. And ethical doesn't become a work trip, it becomes a love trip. A love trip. It becomes a love response to God. Jesus said in John 14:22, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him and will come to him and make our abode with him." Abode means to dwell with him, make our home with him. He wants us to keep his laws and his statutes and teachings, not just for his sake, but for our sake too, so that we don't fall in those traps that the enemy sets for us. So being real is ethical. It's a life change. So that's the other six principles of the 12 principles. Real is giving. And in order to be real, we need to give ourselves to others. Real is grateful. Let's not take for granted the people that God has given us to encourage us, to build us up, to love us. Real can be painful, but sometimes you got to go through that pain to get on the other side. Learn to forgive others. Learn to forgive yourself for the things you've done. Real is flexible. Real is just saying to God, "What do you want me to do next? And let's go for it." It can be exciting. Who knows? Somebody might move you to Pittsburgh. Real love endures. For those of you that have a relationship with Jesus Christ, it endures. And real is ethical. Not in the sense of following laws, but in the sense of responding to God and His righteousness and doing things right to change lives. And when you do right things right to change lives, you find yourself becoming more and more real. D'Antonio says, once you know that everything you say and do matters, you also understand that we each leave a mark on the world that remains long after we're gone. Whether we recognize it or not, we all create a legacy. Think about that. Whether we recognize it or not, or like it or not, we all have impact. For good and for bad, for Jesus. And we do create a legacy for those around us, for our families, for our children. I think Reverend Paul Matheson says it best when he says this about people that we meet. The people who have the greatest influence on our lives, the living saints, the one who incarnate the presence of Jesus most fully, these are not always the ones we might expect. They are the ones who have cared for us, encouraged us. They are the quiet but faithful souls who have stood by us, prayed for us, offered small but not insignificant acts of kindness. They are those who have been there when we need them, loving us, never making a show, but living in their own unique way as servants of Christ. You know, we might get loved on, but that's not all bad. And we might be tattered, but that's not all bad either. Because the fact of being real with a real God is so much better than our outward appearance, isn't it? So much better than our outward appearance. I suppose you are real, said the rabbit, and then he wished he had not said it, for he thought the skin horse might be sensitive. But the skin horse only smiled. The boy's uncle made me real, he said. That was a great many years ago. But once you are real, you can't become unreal again. It lasts forever. Once we become real, and we have that real relationship with Christ, you really don't want to live life any way differently. I think back in my old bar days, yes, I did have old bar days. I think back about that smoky room and those smoky situations with friends that weren't friends, that were always after something that you could give them. That took. And I've had the great understanding that, once you live on this side, you can't go back to those smoky rooms anymore, can you? You feel uncomfortable. It feels like it doesn't fit anymore. It's not you. Because once you have a real relationship with Jesus Christ, you can't be unreal anymore. Once you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and He's made you real, and He's walked this walk with you, you can't be unreal anymore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift our hearts and our minds to You, and we just praise You for loving on us so much. Of taking us through that process of changing our lives into something that's new and fresh. And helping us to be used for Your kingdom and to impact lives for You. And to throw away all that garbage of our past. Thank You so much for this lesson, knowing that in our hearts, this was a lesson about Your love towards us. in our walk with you. We thank you so much, Lord, that you've been able to send your Son to die for us. The ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate symbol of your love, so that we can start anew, so that we can be fresh, so that we be cleansed of the past, so that all that smokiness of our bodies coming into that bad atmosphere is gone, and we're new creatures in you. Help us to be real each and every day. Help us to be able to reach out. Help us to be giving, grateful. Help us to know how enduring your love is. Help us to be ethical. Help us to walk through the pain of forgiveness and being forgiven. Help us in all those things. Like every day, today is a day of salvation for anyone here today that doesn't know Jesus Christ. And I ask with all heads bowed and eyes closed that any of you that don't know Christ, that you consider him. You consider this God of immense love. You consider this God that can restore us and make us real again. Now's the time for anyone here that hasn't accepted Christ to do that. To say, I want to be real. I want this Christ in my life. Accepting Christ is easy, but the walk is a process. But he will walk through the process with you. So with every eye closed and head bowed, I ask if there's anyone here that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they accept him right now. That they ask Jesus into their hearts. That they repent of their sins. They turn away from that. And they run to a real and true God. I'm asking that of you today. Is there anyone here that wants to come to Christ and has made that proclamation right here in the spot? If there's anybody here that has accepted Christ for the first time, I want to pray for you. I want to put you on my prayer list. Just raise your hand, put it up, and put it down. Thank you. Thank you. I will pray for you. Anybody else? Thank you. I will pray for you. Dear Lord, we ask that you bless this day for us. We ask that you bless this fellowship that we have next. We ask that you continually help us to be real to those that are all around us, even those that are evil and ungrateful, as you have done also. So we lift these prayers up to you at the foot of the cross and just ask, Lord, that you continually work in our hearts and our minds. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.